Currently, we're processing 3,200 goats a day. So we roughly work on about 6.5 per minute. Some Saturdays we do as well. So we can do around the 16,000 per week. Last year we did a number of, say, around 660,000 goats for the year. This year we're aiming to get closer to the 700,000 goats for the year.
Western Meat Exporters is the only solo goat processor. Why did you see that there was a market for that in Western Queensland to be based in Charleville?
Well, I was lucky when I arrived. It was already developed into a solely goat plant. There might have been a lot of questions raised, eyebrows raised, when it was turned into a, from a sheep plant into a straight goat works. A lot of people had worries that the numbers wouldn't be sufficient to keep up. We've proven that hasn't been the case. We're able to actually take on more supply of goats, and the number of rangeland goats still remain the same throughout rural Australia. We believe the goat market can only get stronger with new countries coming on board, such as with Mumbai, with India, with Vietnam increasing, China, Korea increasing, with new free trade agreements around the world coming on board. The goat industry, you know, only seems to be growing stronger and stronger.
Why is there such an increasing demand for Australian goat meat?
As some of these countries gain wealth, let's talk about China to start with. China's wealth in its middle class has grown. They have looked to meats that they've grown up with. So a lot of the rural community from China has moved to urban areas, and they've wanted to continue on with the food that they've grown up with.
If you had to number your markets, starting from number one being the biggest market for you here at Western Meat Exporters, what would the markets be?
Well, we make sure we still concentrate on our old markets because it took a long time to develop them markets. So we still concentrate a lot on USA. We also do a lot of Taiwanese goats. Western Exporters has probably moved away a lot from processes from a couple of years ago where we did a few more skin-off goats, which a lot of the other plants have taken on. The other plants, which are basically mutton plants, they can chop and change out of the goat industry very quickly as required. But because all we do is goats, we've decided to go into a more of a skin-on market. So the skin-on market is a seasonal market for the USA. It's the same with China, though China's very strong from, say, August through to the Chinese New Year, which is roughly around February each year. So we're looking at markets who can generally take skin-on goats all year round.
There's some potential for India to come onto the market for Australian goats. Just explain to us that emerging market.
Yeah, we've been looking at India as an emerging market because obviously China being the largest goat population, all of a sudden we look to the second largest, which is India. India population is growing, the middle class is growing, the wealth is growing in certain areas. Obviously, the population is growing as well, so their ability to meet their own market is diminishing, which is traditionally what India like to do. Goats having no religious taboo kind of fit into that culture quite easily. They're already consuming goats. India is a lot different than the markets that we traditionally chase with the skin-off market. They're very much a skin-off market, but even having that on board for our small amount of skin-offs we do, is going to increase competition and competition in the goat market is only always possible.
How would you say the goat market is at the moment? Is it a booming industry or has it sort of plateaued?
It definitely hasn't plateaued. The goat prices are as strong and as high as they've ever been. I really don't see the goat prices being as low as they have been in previous years. We're at the moment, because the sheep and lamb job's so strong, a lot of the abattoirs have looked to goat to kill to subsidise the kill numbers. So they look to make up the kill with other species, such as goat. So they're like what we call like fly-by-nighters. They just come in and they might do goat for 4 or 5 months of the year, you know, because they're a cheaper product to buy. But they've also forced the price of goats up.
Why is the goat market good at the moment?
Because the world demand. Because Asia has stepped up. We're quite fine with some of the other things that set up.